Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Last week we spoke about hydro-treated vegetable oil as an alternative, cleaner fuel for companies and households. But what about biomethane or biocompressed natural gas made from food and animal waste? It cuts nasty emissions for trucks by 90%, and Flowgas is already one of the companies offering bio-CNG filling stations. And a new paper suggests that there is the potential to generate 6.7 terawatt hours of biomethane in the southeast of Ireland and give the country a head start in this industry on the road to emissions-free fuels. Paddy Phelan from the South East Energy Agency wrote the report into biomethane and bio-CNG and is with us now. Good morning, Paddy.
Morning, Joe.
Remind us what biomethane is and what bio-CNG is.
So biomethane is a renewable gas that is produced from residues in an anaerobic chemical reaction. So therefore, it produces a gas which is 60% methane and 40% CO2. So it's an opportunity to capture the residues that we have around us in the southeast region and convert them into a usable form of energy.
And you burn this biomethane and create heat from it, is that right?
Yeah, so you can use it for gas directly. So you can inject it into the gas grid to supply our homes and businesses with a renewable gas. So there's a national target with Gas Networks Ireland to increase the percentage of biogas within the natural gas system by up to 25% by 2030. So that's determined to come from the production of AD-produced biomethane.
And this is anaerobic digestion. This is when you take food waste and all sorts of stuff, and the gas that emits, bubbles up and percolates from that is used to create a CNG. Remind us what the CEEA does.
So the Southeast Energy Agency is it's a not-for-profit social enterprise established 22 years ago by a grouping of local farmers, the local authorities and the leader companies. And under European funding was provided the kickstart funding for 3 years under a SAVE programme, which, I mean, it pins us back to where Europe set its eyes on energy being something that was critical to the continent, I suppose, almost 25 years ago. So that funding enabled us to set up the Southeast Energy Agency, a not-for-profit trusted intermediary with an expertise around energy and energy
advice. And you're made up of farmers and energy experts?
No, it's an advisory company now that's established with some supports around public sector and its partners. Its members are made up of local authorities, local enterprise companies. It's a membership available to those with an interest in energy.
Now, could this biomethane and bio-CNG be used for domestic purposes? I.e., could you heat your homes with this stuff?
You could. The two mechanisms through which you would be able to get this gas, this renewable gas, is if it's injected into the national grid, then through the your supplier, a percentage of your gas would be renewable, or if you wished, you could purchase.
And this is the natural gas grid that we got from Kinsale originally.
Yellow pipe you see coming up the side of your wall in the house. Mm. The more of this biomethane we inject into that grid, the less of that gas that we would consider to be then natural gas, or as I often refer to it, as fossil gas.
Okay. So, oh yes. In terms of getting these anaerobic digestion facilities, is that a major issue with planning?
It should not be, in the sense that we have many of them throughout Europe through very similar approach to, you know, considered environmental assessments. You can see there's a number of them that have had planning. There's 43 operational in the country, albeit at small scale, over the last 20 years. But you see it north of the border, there's a number of plants developed since 2011 when the UK government brought in an operational support for those producing clean gas from anaerobic digestion.
And I'm guessing, though, that quite a few people won't want to live near an AD.
I mean, it's a bit like wind, it's a bit like solar. We have to adopt these renewable energy forms. And I suppose my answer to those, in a logical sense, is, are you satisfied to continue buying your oil and gas from the Middle East or from Ukraine or from Russia? And if so, fine, but then you're making no contribution to Ireland decarbonising its energy system. And therefore, if you take every euro that you spend on your litre of oil to heat your home or diesel to run your truck, if you take that euro and you consider that money in broad sense, is leaving the country and going to another economy, whether it's the Middle East or Russia or wherever your fuel is coming from. And don't forget, Joe, we're still importing over 74% of our energy in form of coal, oil, gas, all those elements. We're still very dependent for energy security on imports. Really, if you consider just in the southeast area alone, if you produce this biomethane, the energy value, so the actual value of the energy, stays within the region.
And Ireland is something of a laggard. It's ranked last on the EU leaderboard in terms of the overall share of renewable energy usage at only 13%. Is that right?
So we're doing extremely well on the clean electricity side. So as you can appreciate,
wind and solar.
But in our homes, in our businesses, in our country, our total energy basket, so all the energy you use, about 25 to 30% of that is electricity. So that 30% is about 50% renewable. So that's giving us our 13, 14% of renewable of our total energy basket. Whereas if you look at Europe and you go across Europe, you can see that they're on much higher percentages of renewable energy. They have, in the broad sense, adopted the bioenergy sector. So if you look at Europe and you look at the average across Europe is 23%. The new target established in the 2021 Renewable Energy Directive is 42.5% of our total energy basket must come from renewables. So we're really far behind in terms of decarbonising the heat and transport sector. And I suppose in the southeast region, we've identified, and I forecast, that by 2030, we need to continue to electrify cars, need to continue to electrify heat where feasible with heat pumps, and take our electricity basket to about 50 or 60%. And then the balance can come from bioenergy in the forms of biosolids and biomass, bioliquids, and in this particular instance, biogas. And this biogas, naturally compressed, can be supplied, as the study finds, through the petrol forecourts using gas as the medium.
Paddy, thanks very much for coming in. That's Paddy Phelan from the South East Energy Agency, who wrote the report into biomethane and bio-CNG.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.